Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on Hump Day Wednesday. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. About 15 minutes away from our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereth, stopping by, as he always does on Wednesdays, to talk some NFL. Obviously, we'll talk with him about what's going on with the Falcons, both the 3-7 part of it and also the Michael Penix injury part of it going forward, and get his thoughts on the coaching staff as well. AMA coming up at 1:40. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open as always at 404-726-0929. And we'll get back into the big story of the day in just a minute.
I'll tell you, you know, what was one of the cool things, and we talked about it this past weekend, was the interim head coach for LSU, Coach Wilson, and him winning that game, yeah, and how much it meant, because he's Louisiana and his father, you know, lit one of his last messages to him and everything, you know, before he passed away, about being proud of him being, I know he's the associate head coach, but this is a big deal,
sure,
for him and his family, man.
And his dad must have passed away last,
yes,
week, right?
Yes.
Like, oh,
and so it was such a big deal, man. And I just saw he had basically, you know, tweeted out a thank you to all the people in Louisiana and everything like that. But I thought that was just so cool, you know, for him to have that opportunity. He's not going to get this job. We,
nope,
understand that. He understands that. But for him and for those players, and that was kind of that feeling you had 2 weeks ago when Penn State was playing,
definitely,
against Indiana. Go win,
definitely,
it for the coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go win it for the interim coach. You know what I mean? They've obviously, great job by Indiana winning that game, but great job by the LSU players to find a way to win that game in Arkansas.
Yeah, it's always it happens sometimes with some of these college football programs. It's almost like a silver lining in what's obviously been an awful season,
right,
where somebody who – it happened with Auburn a couple years ago with
Cadillac, yeah,
right? Remember
Cadillac,
that when,
yep,
Cadillac Williams took over and they won a game and,
yeah,
they kind of knew he wasn't going to get the job at head coach, although maybe he should because, you know, the, mm-hmm, guy that got it got fired too. But yeah, like you get a person who's probably never going to get the job, who's given so much that they have to,
right,
the program, and the kids know it and they play up to it,
right,
obviously.
Right.
Yeah. Then you get those great stories. That was one of the great stories. Obviously the Lawson Lucky, the family story,
yes,
that was on,
yes,
game day.
That was beautiful.
Incredible.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And again, that's one of the things that there's a lot of things that are great about game day, which is why it's become such an awesome thing, such an institution on Saturday. I can't imagine like college Saturday mornings not having that on.
Right.
But that's the best thing they do.
It was awesome.
Is they tell these human interest stories.
That's it. And the
make you cry.
The kicking thing is funny.
The kicking thing
too
is taking off. It's awesome.
It's pretty damn
it's very
I
funny.
I love Pat McAfee, yes, when they do the kicking
it's
thing.
It's very funny.
Especially when they miss it. when they miss it, and he gives them a second chance, and they make it, is always a great one.
You saw the little stubby, cocky guy,
yes,
a couple weeks ago.
Yes, yes.
He kicked with his shoes off, and he missed the first one, and then made the second one. And it was I get it. Got like $100,000 for,
right,
it. I'd be pretty,
hell,
fired,
yeah,
up too. But
hell yeah!
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool addition to the show for sure. All right, that's a good. We had a little fun. That's good. Now let's get to the big story of the day. Because it's not fun, but it is brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Yeah, so today we'll have Kurt, you know, obviously he's our starting quarterback, you know, going out there and playing for us. We'll sign Easton Sticks to the active roster, get him acclimated and all the things that we got to get done for him to get an active roster. And we'll sign Cal Trask to our practice squad, you know, bringing him in today, doing some of those things to move forward. To continue the rest of the season in order to go find a way to get a win. That's get a win this week.
That's all you can do.
That's Raheem Morris, Falcons head coach, earlier today at the press conference, obviously talking about the quarterback situation for Sunday and going forward, because there's no return for Michael Penix this year. We find out in the 11 o'clock hour today that the ACL is damaged. He is going to have to get surgery on that knee. Now, it's his left knee. The right knee is the one where he wears a brace and has had two ACL surgeries prior.
Right.
So it's the other knee now. And so whenever the surgery happens, hopefully as soon as possible, the clock starts then. And, you know, who knows? I mean, optimistically, maybe he can be ready for the season next year. But there's a lot of factors stuff at play between now and then. And, you know, you never know. So that's... Just add it to the list.
Yes, just saw Joe Patrick tweet this out. The Saints are currently the favorite in this game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just hate it for him. Obviously, you know, I have such high expectations for Michael, and I'm not saying that he can't achieve those expectations when you're drafting number 8 overall. He has a lot of football left, but this is going to be a grueling – but he's been through it, you know.
True.
And so you hopefully and listening and just talking to Dave Archer early, he's talked to Michael. Michael's in great spirits. I know Ross talking about as soon as we can get him in, let's get him in and get it done. Nobody knows the actual timeline. They're talking about some different type of procedure that speeds up the recovery and the healing process. Hopefully that works for him and everything like that. But this team, and he said it the last 4 weeks, they got to find a way to go to win. Kirk Cousins is a quarterback. We all know everything unraveled last time they were down there. But they still have to go and find a win because, you know, when as a player, you still got to go. You got a job to go do. I don't know who the hell's going to catch the ball.
Not Drake London. This weekend.
Obviously, he's not going to play. But they got to go down there with a singular mentality to go get a win. Somehow, some way, defensively. Like, they're not very good offensively, but neither are you.
Who?
The Falcons.
Can you
find a way to get some turnovers? You got to find a way to generate some energy for your team.
Yeah.
Some way or another. But it's always going to come down to y'all got to make the play. You got to make the plays that you don't normally make. You got to make the plays that you haven't made that have resulted in a 5-game damn losing streak. Because that's what it's been. It's been Falcons players not making plays in the clutch. Because if they made those plays in the clutch, Andy – they would have won all 4 of those games, except for Miami.
Yeah, the Miami game was what it was.
But the other ones, they would have won every single one of them games if they would have been the team that made the play in the clutch. Every single one of them. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
They won every single game.
But that's crazy, though, right? Because it just feels like in general in the league, stuff like that is kind of 50-50, right?
Mm-hmm.
You make it half the time, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see what's happening.
But they never do.
No, yeah. That's where I'm going.
They're 100%.
But, like, you see the Chiefs this year. They won all those one-score games last year, and this year they're not winning any of them.
Yep.
They're 0-5. Even the Chiefs, even the best team in the league, when you get the benefit of winning those one-score games, it kind of swings back the other way. And maybe they're just not as good this year as well, the Chiefs possibly. But, like, even them – but now with the Falcons, like there's no pendulum. It's just over there.
Yep.
It's just if there's a clutch play to be made, it doesn't get made. They're not clutch is the problem. It's not that they don't make the clutch play. It's that they are not clutch. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like they're not gonna make it because they aren't. Now you could get into a situation where you don't. You know the game doesn't come down to a one play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you can.
That'd be all right.
You really, really can.
Like, every game doesn't have to be this nail biting situation where if one thing goes wrong, then you don't win the game. But we also understand that's what it is when the talent level is what it is. The concern for me, and there's a lot of them, but one of the concerns for me at this point is, and it was good to hear from Arch talk about the morale still being high and all of that, and I hope that it is. I would expect it to be. I mean, professionals. But the roster that's going to play on Sunday isn't as good as the roster that has been playing. And
you're absolutely correct.
So, you know, that makes it pretty tough. Like, because that Miami game, the outlier game that you're bringing up there, well, that's when Drake didn't play and Cousins was the quarterback.
Yep.
And that's what's going to happen for the remainder. Well, Drake will play probably at some point this season, hopefully. But yeah, I mean, Penix isn't coming back this year, so I really do hope that there's a way that they can find enough to get this one on Sunday, and then who knows after that? It's the Jets, so hopefully you can get that one. And it's like, find some positivity.
Find something.
Because
positive.
There's an alternate route where it's already spiraling.
Yes.
And now you're less talented
yes.
than you were during your spiral. That's, you know, you add those things up. It's a suck fest.
There's a great video out of Rico Dowdle basically calling his own play, calling the shot on Ooh. This big screen pass to set it up. Yeah.
Okay.
If we get first down, you can go to that play. It's there. I promise you. Wow. And I mean, it was a great call because they threw it into Atlanta had a blitz coming.
Yeah, he was right.
Yep, he was absolutely correct.
Baldy had a – I mean, watch – if you want to just pile on yourself.
I don't watch Baldy.
If you want to watch Baldy, it's a great breakdown. But it was basically how in the hell did Bryce Young, who can't play against anybody else, throw for 300 and something yards in the second half against the Atlanta Falcons?
Yes.
And it was a hard watch because there was a lot of mistakes made on defense by the Falcons in the second half. A lot of mistakes made.
Yeah, man. But, you know, that's what this season's been.
Yep.
That's what this season's been. Missed opportunities. Missed opportunities to find yourself well above 500.
Yeah.
Well above 500.
Bad football.
Yes. Bad, as we like to say, bad ball. Don't put bad ball on tape. They got a reel of it.
Tape's tough.
They got a reel of it.
It's got to be no fun watching tape.
Hell no.
What day do you do that? Monday?
Yes.
Ugh. The worst Mondays. Plus, he's got to meet with the owner on Mondays.
Yes.
Whew. Sucks. Tough Mondays, man.
Maybe you think
you hate Monday at work. Yeah. Imagine being Raheem Morris.
Maybe Arthur. Like, you know what? Don't even worry about it.
Nah, we're good. We know. We've heard it.
I taped our conversations. I listened to one last year.
Yeah,
last week.
Whatever you said last week, it's the same thing. Seems to me like maybe you're not going to fix it. Maybe you're not going to.
I don't know.
If you were, you know what I mean?
I didn't say exactly.
If you were going to, then you would have.
Maybe it's just what this organization is.
Maybe.
It's not a clutch organization.
Is it ironic that
the only organization
that can't fix it is owned by the guy that owns the hardware store?
Damn.
It's a little ironic.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think that's ironic something.
Very.
Mark Schlereth is going to join us next. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save.
Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah. Good vibes. We need that. We need a good vibes in Atlanta.
We're trying.
Hell yeah.
We're trying. We're doing our best. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open. 404-726-0929. 120 on Wednesdays is when Mark Schlereth joins us. He's our Odyssey NFL insider and the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast right now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, they've lost five in a row, and their starting quarterback's getting ACL surgery, so it's been better, but yeah, man. Obviously, when that happens, and this is where we are with the season, conversations sort of get to the big picture and sort of what's next. So I just want to, from like your perspective of being in the league for a long time and being around it and covering it and all that, like, what separates great organizations from not great organizations?
Well, I think it always starts with ownership. You know, does your ownership have deep pockets? Do they give you what you need? And do they empower your football people to make football decisions? So, you know, there's a lot of organizations within this league that, you know, don't do that, right? They don't give their coaches, you know, their people. They don't empower that. I always say there's one thing to appoint a coach, another thing to empower a coach. They don't empower people. And so that's always a big issue for me, is that part of it. And then ultimately, you know, there comes a part of having the right guys. And unfortunately, a lot of people look at talent and think that talent wins football games. And yes, you got to have football talent. There's no question about it. But you have the right football talent. And sometimes you have to walk away from a really good player, like a really good player, because he's just not the right dude. He just does not have what it takes to be selfless and what it takes to, you know, to make your culture the right culture. And I think it's easy to talk about. Everybody talks about changing cultures and the culture of this and culture of that. It's really hard to do it. And it's hard to make those tough decisions on particular players. And, you know, I'm not around that football team. I have no idea who is the right guy and who isn't the right guy. But those are all things that you have to look very deeply at when constructing a football team. And like the teams I've been around that, you know, that were really good, the teams that won championships, man, they cared more about the dude next to them than they cared about themselves. And like that's just a principle that I believe in any walk of life. And it's really hard to figure that out. And it takes time. A coaching staff comes in, you can't make all those decisions in one off season. Mm-hmm. That's something you've got to build. So I think there's a lot of those things that go into, you know, developing a really good football team.
I'm going to ask you a question to piggyback off what you said. I'm going to use like the Patriots, for example. Now, they had Gerard Mayo, a coach in waiting after Bill left, and obviously it didn't work. And it's just 1 year. And then you go out and you go get a guy like Vrabes. I mean, Vrabes obviously played the game, all those different things, but what about that organization, Robert Kraft, linking up with Vrabes, has made this so successful so fast?
Yeah, I think one is Vrabes' understanding of like what it takes to win in this league. And I don't care how talented you are outside the numbers. That doesn't matter to me. It's how talented you are on both lines of scrimmage, and how good you are not only being physical. You know, that's really what wins. But also supporting that, right? Calling a game that supports that. I think the best coaches that I'm around really understand everybody's problems and coach that way. Like, hey, man, like we want to do this, or we want to exploit the passing game, or we want to, you know, do this, but we're gonna expose a weakness that we have up front, so we can't do that. And I think Vrabes is really good at understanding those things. And I'll tell you the other thing, man, he's hard-nosed, he's no nonsense when it comes to that stuff, but he's fun. Like, he's got that player's this mischievous kind of side to him that you don't really see, because it's kind of behind closed doors. And, you know, and I've gotten to see it occasionally. Like, sometimes I always say, man, that dude is like he's surly. And sometimes you sit down and have a meeting with him, man, and he can just be an absolute turd. And other times he can be great. But I think when it comes to the players, man, they really enjoy playing for him. He really, truly cares about him. And so there's an aspect to that that, again, it's just that cultural building aspect. And then having parameters and setting kind of an agenda. This is who we're going to be, and not wavering from that. This is what we're going to do, what we're going to be about, and who we're going to be. And then calling games and preparing that way, which I think is, for me, it was always invaluable to know exactly what we are. This is our identity. Hey, second down and one, we're not taking a shot. We're a conversion team. We're going to try to beat you into submission on second down and one, convert and get four more downs or three more downs. And I just believe in stuff like that. And I think Vrabes does an incredible job of that.
Heard you talk a bit about it on the podcast, the Broncos' nice win over the Chiefs. They're 9-2 now. Keep winning close games. How is Denver doing this? How do they keep winning every weekend the way that they have been?
Well, they're exceptional on the defensive side of the ball, and they can get after your opponent's quarterback, create turnovers, create, you know, short fields, create opportunities for the offense. And they haven't been great on the offensive side of the ball, you know. And my biggest thing with them is, I always say this, man, every answer for me when we were struggling in offense was to simplify. And Sean Payton doesn't seem to want to simplify. And I think part of the reason he knows he can lean on this great defense, he's going to get opportunities for his offense to at least kick field goals and win games because they'll stop people on the defensive side of the ball. But I think the thing that he's looking at is, like, this is not about just winning in the regular season or just winning the AFC West. This is about winning a championship. And to win a championship, we're going to have to be so much better and so much more diverse on the offensive side of the ball that I'm willing to take some short pain loss or short-term losses and some short-term pain for the long-term gain of being able to do multiple things on the offensive side of the ball. So I think he's that advanced when it comes to his understanding of what he's trying to accomplish. And I think that's kind of where they are right now. But really, it boils down to, man, they are good up front. Man, they are good at getting after the opponent's quarterback.
Another team in that division who just lost the other night, made the Cowboys look like Super Bowl contenders. What the hell is wrong with that Raiders organization? I know they made the move to Vegas. I know everybody wants, well, Tom Brady's a part of this, so all this is going to be fixed. But, I mean, they, when you're talking about short-term and all these games, they are still the same they've always been.
Yeah, they're well. First and foremost, I mean, they up front they lost their best player in left tackle, and they're just a mess up front. They just can't block the way out of a wet paper sack. And so you can look at Geno and say, well, Geno's really not playing well, and they got to address that in the draft and all this. Or they address their running game with Ashton Gentry. Well, yeah, you got a really like a dynamic running back, but man, you guys can't block anybody. And that really becomes the biggest issue. You know, that's kind of where they are right now. And, you know, and then you go out and you get Chip Kelly. And listen, man, Chip Kelly has been tremendous in college football, but college football is easy. You know, Chip Kelly told me this in a meeting. Hey, man, at Ohio State, we were 9-0 on signing day. Because we're that much more talented than everybody else. The NFL doesn't work that way, right? It doesn't. The other thing he said, and this is really interesting for me, he's like the difference between college and professional football is college football, there isn't as many situational, there's not as many situational, gosh, I was going to say situations.
Right, what is it?
But how do you say that?
All right,
like,
exactly.
How do you come up with that? There's not as... So the NFL is so much more situational than college football. He goes, hey, man, we hand the ball off on first and 10, and I'm in second down and two. I don't have a big menu of second down and long plays. I don't need them. Third downs. Hey, man, we're rarely ever in third down. My menu for third down in college football is an index card. In professional football, you know, it's like poster board, you know? And so he's like, there are not these situations. So he's getting, I mean, that guy's making $6 million a year to be the offensive coordinator of the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the 31st ranked offense in football. They're awful. So And a lot of that is talent-driven, but I think some of that is scheme-driven as well.
Mark Schiller at Odyssey NFL Insider joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. How far can Josh Allen carry this Bills team?
They'll be a playoff team, but I just don't think in the playoffs you're going to win with, you know, Josh Allen having to score six touchdowns. Defensively, man, they have just been – they've had injuries. They have not been very good defensively. And then I think the biggest thing for me is – when they get into these situations, when they're playing against other really good offenses or really supreme quarterbacks, it always feels like to me that the coaching staff panics and wants to go hero ball. Josh, just go win it for us. And they get away from any sensibility when it comes to how we're going to orchestrate an offense, how we're going to run balance, you know, how we're going to be do all those things. So that feels like to me they just rely way too much on Josh Allen in those situations when they play good teams.
Real quick, about a minute. What did you think of old Cam Scataboo at the wrestling match last night or the night before?
Yeah, you know, I mean, listen, you got to live your life.
Right.
I get that. You got to have some fun. I will say this, though. Like, when Carter fell asleep in a meeting and got suspended,
right,
and you're there,
yeah,
like that's not great optics. Like, as a player, I was always very nervous about, yeah, you're still going to do things with your family and all that kind of stuff, but I was very nervous about, like, oh, I can't go out to dinner on a Thursday night. That's on a Wednesday night, because Thursday is their biggest day of practice. So I would let my wife know, hey, we can go to a movie on Friday night, but we can't do, like, I just never wanted to put myself in that situation for people to question, well, he was out at this event and he didn't play well on Sunday, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I just have always been very conscientious about the optics of when you're playing, where you should be and what you should be doing in the days and nights that you should be doing it.
Self-awareness.
Self-awareness.
Self-awareness is what
yes.
we call that. Mark, thank you so much.
For this, Dink.
All right, man. You guys be well.
Mark Schiller there, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Again, host of the Odyssey original Stinkin' Truth podcast, where he is allowed to say even more stuff than he says here. Like, he's got free reign to kind of podcast it up, and he does. He said some really funny stuff about the Chiefs that you can't say on the radio. I would encourage you to check that out if you're going to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast. All right, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. Thanks again to Mark Schlereth for hanging out. As always, great stuff from him. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Full phone lines. Love that. Thank you. We'll start with Jacob in Johns Creek. Hey, Jacob.
Shoot up, Jacob.
Hey, this question is for Abe.
All right.
Abe, I know you have an affinity for watching all different kinds of sporting events, especially during the Olympics. I wanted to ask, do you ever find yourself tuning in for adult professional cheerleading competitions? And if so, are they better seen in person?
What a phenomenal question, Jacob. Thank you.
You want the real answer?
Of course.
I am not a fan of sporting events that have subjective scoring systems.
Man, let's just go to hell, home. Let's just go. Almost cussed.
What an awesome
let's
answer.
Just go home, man. Let's just go home.
I couldn't have.
I am not a.
Look, I'm just trying to keep it 100.
No, of course. You said honest, and you gave honest.
Perfect score in
you
these
know what? Sometimes, you know? Dude. That's what. No, don't. No, Randy. She said, be nice. Like, my wife kissed me this morning. And said, Randy, baby, just be nice.
Was she worried you might not be?
I think she sensed it.
Is it a general she nice said, or like she to it. Abe?
To,
nice.
Oh, she knew what I was
It's here. Always, yeah, yeah. Okay.
But my thing is.
I don't know, Andy, but she really did. She was like,
No, that's fine.
She knew this was going to happen.
She's smart.
I love this woman so much. And I don't know what kind of vibes I was getting off this morning.
Yeah, they have
the
intuition,
said,
man.
She gave me a kiss. She said, hey, baby, have a great day. Be nice to Abe. I promise you she said that. I promise you she said that.
Has she ever had to ask you to be nice to me?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Bo, nope.
Did she see maybe the Bill Belichick story somehow?
I don't know, dog. But far as I swear to you, she told me that. She kissed me, hugged me, and said, have a great day, baby.
Is there any chance that was someone she works with named Jacob,
dog.
And she put him up to that?
I don't know.
Did she know that was going to
happen? I don't know.
Here's what I'll say, though.
She was testing Randy.
Here's what I'll say about Abe's answer.
I don't know.
I wouldn't want Abe to answer any other way because only Abe could answer like that. You know what I mean? Like, the whole point of this thing is to be ourselves.
I know. And he's, oh, no. I'm not mad at the answer.
He's because
Abe was going to say that. All I'm saying is, say something. Say yeah. It's women bouncing and doing the splits. Say yeah. No,
there's men, too.
Don't say. Again.
I think there was men on the team.
What did I just say? I said there's ladies
there are,
doing splits and stuff. Mm-hmm. Don't say yeah.
Subjective
Don't say
scoring.
Subjective freaking score. I so know like, that's Abe.
But so like
I know that's
like
Abe.
Figure skating?
Yeah.
Gymnastics?
Figure skating. Yeah.
I do agree though. It's nice to have a scoreboard.
Yeah. Like and gymnastics is a little bit better, but I also think that the scoring systems are scuffed with like the starting degree of difficulty and what you're
right,
you get deductions for, and at least some of the events you have to perform the same moves as everyone
it
with
would be
a couple
funny,
of free form moves.
It like, would be funny if a football game had a panel of judges and not a scoreboard. All right, Mo is in Columbus. Hey,
I do
Mo.
Like fighting though.
True,
yeah. I am sitting here laughing because I know Randy's face right now.
You don't know nothing,
is
Mo.
Beat red, and he is ready to
nothing,
walk
Mo.
Out.
That's not red, I'll tell you that.
The scoring on cheerleading, Abe? Really, bro?
It's a great answer.
Okay, so I got a question for y'all about Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So, a couple of Thanksgivings ago, man, we had Thanksgiving, new family member came in, and I'm sorry, Bo, that I'm gonna say this. So, they were tasked with bringing the dressing, and they decided they were going to bring a Creole dressing. So, the dressing had crawfish in it.
Ooh.
And when I tell you, the way my family set up, Randy, you know the way your family set up. If it ain't right, they're going to get talked about. And everybody looked at it like, okay, what is this? So have you ever had, like, one of those Thanksgivings where somebody brought something and was like, nah, this ain't traditional?
I'm just going to tell you this. Thank you, Mo. I had a teammate whose wife was from Louisiana, and we played we had, like, back-to-back weeks out in the West Coast, so we had Thanksgiving in San Fran, and so her family moved out there. And so we went over to her family house and everything and had Thanksgiving dinner. And they had Creole dressing. Best thing I ever ate, dude.
Because that's my thought.
Dude, it was freaking amazing.
Creole didn't have crawfish tails in it, though.
I don't know what it had, it was a Creole dressing.
The Creole people that I've known.
Dude, it was freaking
are the best cooks
it was
that I've known.
Freaking unbelievable.
Yeah. I will say, if you're going to an event, like if you're going to a Thanksgiving or something like that, and you're bringing something that is kind of off the board,
don't do it.
It better be good.
Yeah.
It better be really, yeah. really
like,
good.
I always say the one thing, because my first year in St. Louis, I invite all the guys over to the house. Mama came out, cooked and everything. Me and Mama cooked and everything. And one of my teammates, his wife brought that turducken thing.
Uh-huh.
And didn't none of us know what the hell it was. And so
that's a wild move.
And nobody ate it. It was the only thing that didn't get touched.
And
so,
just for people that don't know, a turducken is a turkey stuffed with a duck stuffed with a chicken.
All that crap.
And I think that's what it is.
And so Mama was like, all right, Randy, just we got to send it back home with them. And I was like, Mom, I don't want nobody to think that. So Mama said, cut it in half.
There you go. Yeah.
Cut it in half and throw it away. That's what I did. I cut it in half. Mama told me, cut it in half, and they right back to him.
Speaking of great meals, Jack's at a new daycare now. Had his old one closed down.
Right.
Which, not a great sign.
Right.
But whatever. They kept them alive. Both of them. They kept them both alive. But they're having like a kids Thanksgiving today.
Oh.
So everybody had to sign up to bring stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at the sheet and I was like, all right, what's not on there? Like one mom's bringing macaroni and cheese. One mom was bringing fried chicken.
Hell yeah.
One mom was bringing something else. And I was like, well, we'll make some rolls. Bring some rolls so they have bread. That's easy. They're having an absolute feast at daycare today.
Dude, you just
they're just killing it.
I'm just going to tell you right now, and you're in that age, me and Bo.
Somebody was making mashed potatoes.
Me and Bo have been through it with our babies. You wait till you got to go to school for that Thanksgiving dinner, though. And that old-ass, beat-up-ass stovetop, whatever that crappy and that dry-ass turkey that you got to have with your child. And I'm surprised little of them ain't had it yet.
Yeah,
well, y'all got to go to eat Thanksgiving dinner with your kids.
I don't know if they're going to be doing those things these days anymore. So Olivia just got out of elementary school. I would go eat lunch with her as much as possible. Bro, the lunches they serve there, now that there's all these allergies and all kind of, it's so stripped down and just.
Oh, because I know we did, because I was here.
Sure. We go to an all-star breakfast and all they're serving is like crispy bacon, turkey sausage, no eggs, no and grits.
Oh, yeah, because people are allergic.
No eggs, anything.
Kids are allergic.
No eggs,
everything.
No nuts.
Yeah, last
no
night, because I went to Samson's. I had to go to Samson's. And I went because we had just started working at 11, so that's how I remember, because I was able to do that, and we were still at home.
Uh-huh.
And so, we're going to make that nasty. Ugh. Just
so far, all they've had is donuts, which is pretty good, like for the breakfast.
Daddy's donuts?
Yeah, Daddy's donuts was great.
Awesome.
Coffee and donuts, no problem.
Freaking awesome.
I don't know. I don't know. I'll steer clear of this one. Rico is in Cartersville. Hey, Rico. Rico's gone. Keaton's in Douglasville. Hey, Keaton.
Yo.
Hi, Keaton.
So I got a question for you. I'm a big music guy. I love music. And I've actually been recently listening to a podcast hosted by Sean Stockman of Boys to Men. It's called On That Note. Really great listen. If y'all ever get a chance, check it out.
Cool.
And he has a segment at the beginning of each of his podcasts where he says to his guests, I want to take y'all back, way back. And he asks his guests, back when you were 8 to 10 years old, what's some of the music that was being played around your household that kind of shaped your music interests over the course of your life? I'll hang up and listen.
Great question, dude.
Everything my mother played, because it's not an exaggeration, and everybody knows Saturday morning, you know what time it is. That's probably why I don't sleep in or anything. My mama didn't allow sleeping in. My mama didn't have nothing for me to do. She didn't want me to sleep. You know what I mean? Like, I was always up. But anything, Mom, I'm telling you,
I don't know. What time was it Saturday morning? I don't know.
8 o'clock.
Oh, I know. But what were you saying?
Like, the music. When it's time to clean up and everything.
Got it.
My favorite time was when Mama was getting ready to go out with the girls, and she would play that Johnny Kemp, Just Got Paid. Friday night. What?
Huh? You that sounds exactly like what you listen to still.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. It's shaking. Mama used to say, take your time. Like, that was, man, there's nothing better being a little kid and your mama and her friends over there playing spades, drinking fuzzy navels. And you know what I mean? That was the time of your life.
I do, but I don't.
Yes.
It was a lot of different stuff. It was like a wide variety of music in my upbringing at that time. Because like my dad listened to the stuff that he always listened to and still listens to.
Right.
He's listened to a lot of like Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, Allman Brothers and stuff that I really like. And I still listen to Allman Brothers all the time. Then my stepdad at the time was listening to like R. Kelly, like whatever was kind of popular, because we're talking like early 90s. Like, funny that Boyz II Men was the start of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I listened to when I was 10.
Yeah, man.
I had the Boyz II Men 2 tape.
Yep.
I wore that thing out.
Keith Sweat.
I was sure I was the fifth member of Boyz II Men.
Hell yeah. All of it.
And then my mom listened to all kinds of different stuff. Like, you never knew. The album that she listened to a lot that I still really like is that Tracy Chapman album.
Love Tracy.
That has Fast Car on it. Great album. So, yeah, all kinds of different stuff. Stuff that I still listen to. Greg is in Noonan. Hey, Greg.
Hello.
Hey, Greg.
Hello. Want to ask Randy this. When I know you played football like in your early years in Fort Valley. How did you deal with the heat in the 2-a-day and especially them stupid Georgia Nets?
You know it, brother.
Absolutely would wear you out.
You know it, brother. You know it. How did I deal with it? I'm as mentally tough as anybody. I am. I would never let heat hurt or break me. That's why I always laugh when these dudes be passing out. Like, what the hell are you passing out for? We did, Andy, we did 2-a-days if you ever been to Peach County High School, it's in the middle of no freaking where, and there's no shade for miles. It's just you, grass, and the sun. And you know what you did? Your ass fought through it. Nowadays, we didn't have Don't get me started.
We started the
don't
show.
Don't get me started.
On sports
don't
get science. Me started. Let's don't, not end it on
no,
sports
don't get me
science.
Started. Don't get me started.
It was like a weird tangent
don't get me started.
I was like, oh, we lost Randy.
Yeah, don't get me started with that, man. Don't get me started with that.
Also, do one of those two, like, that you grew up in it.
It
was hot as hell. You knew it was hot.
Georgia ain't got no cooler.
Right.
Okay, it's always hot. It's always hot. What it was I was mentally tough.
Sure.
Because I was used to it. I wasn't sitting my ass in air conditioning all day on the phone.
This is good.
Damn.
We sound so much older than we are sometimes.
Damn soft asses.
We're all in our 40s.
Don't even have a damn cook.
We're all young. Chase is in North Carolina. Final call. Hey, Chase.
Hey, guys. From Georgia, traveling for work. So bear with me. Been trying to get in the show all week. So I think the midday show is the only place I can speak clearly. So on Sunday, so I'll tell you, since the Carolina game, I've pretty much just been working on my golf game and not spending 3.5 hours in front of the TV watching what I know is inevitably going to happen. So I've just been living out watching or listening on my phone on the Odyssey app. And I have shaved 6 strokes off my game. shout out to the Falcons. And so my wife doesn't really watch football. Hang in there with me. I know we got to talk fast, but I do have a question.
Yep.
So my wife on Sunday after the Falcons game, you know, she was saying, you know, she's positive. She can take or leave football. She was like, you know, the Falcons are just, you know, they're just lovable losers. I said, no, sweetheart, they're just losers. You know, the Falcons are kind of like, cause I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. You know, it's almost like when we let them help, air quotes, cut vegetables. They've got a plastic knife. They can't help themselves. That's like the Falcons. They really just can't get out of their own way.
Yep.
So, anyway, just wanted to beat up on the Falcons because they earned it. My question is, do you think and how many, if the answer is yes, more national championships Kirby Smart will win at the University of Georgia?
Thank you, Chase.
Appreciate it, guys.
Appreciate Chase. And congratulations on the golf game.
Yeah, sounds a smart idea. Listen on your phone and work on your swing.
They're going to run a few more.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going
to. I don't know how many more, but yeah. Kirby, how old's Kirby?
He's about to be 50.
Okay.
He's about to be 50.
So let's just assume he's got the stamina for 20 more years,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
He'll probably win. In the first decade, he won 2.
Yeah.
So say he'll win 4 more.
Yeah, someone
it wouldn't surprise
someone
me. Like I think they might win the national championship this year.
Yeah, I mean,
as much better as they are right now than they were 2 months ago, He's the best coach in the country.
No doubt about it.
Like, I know that Ohio State's really good, really talented. I'm not trying to, like, guarantee it or anything, but, like, they've improved the most, and they already were good.
Yep.
Like, so.
I think it'd be a few more.
Wouldn't surprise me if they do it this year. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I didn't know that Scat and Bo were bros.
Scat, a Bo. Maybe that's why.
That's why I said Scat and Bo.
Randy went to a skincare convention.
Yes, I did.
Yep.
They flew us down there, too.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, man. No, I didn't get a chance to go in it. I mean, I just helped my wife sit up, and I left.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was there.
But it sounds like a good time.
Yes.
The Falcons are like a toddler cutting vegetables, which that's just fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I heard it on the radio, so it must be true. Randy's bushes have saved him hundreds of times when he's hanging his Christmas lights.
As long as that check clear.
Ackerman, baby.
The Ackerman, baby.
Get a Yeti cooler out of it. Come on.
Whoa, a Yeti cooler.
Today... New Virginia Tech head coach James Franklin looked more Andy than Randy.
Damn sure did.
He did. A little pale. Maybe he's sick. I don't know. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.